USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
All three surviving victims of Saturday's synagogue shootings now out of hospitals in California, the youngest being 8-year-old Noya Dehan.
It was just, I never thought that would happen.
One woman was killed, Noya and two other people injured, when 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly opened fire on about 100 people who were worshiping on the final day of Passover. Police believe Ernest acted alone. They're investigating to see if he's also responsible for a mosque arson last month. President Trump says weak immigration laws and a great economy have led to an increase of immigrants headed to the U.S. In a Sunday interview with Fox News, he said the situation is like Disneyland. He blames Democrats for not voting with Republicans on tougher immigration laws. Government figures just released show personal income up 0.1% last month, while personal spending ramped up 0.9%. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are reports that Chicago's top prosecutor is being called to testify about the investigation charges and dismissal of charges in the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and her deputy have been subpoenaed and ordered to produce original documents in the criminal case. In late January, Smollett told police that two masked men beat him, shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him, poured bleach on him, and tried to tie a rope around his neck. Police investigated and later said Smollett staged the attack to generate publicity for his career. He was charged with 16 counts of disorderly conduct, but those charges were later dismissed. The Pentagon is relieving a commander at Guantanamo Bay of duty. The Defense Department says Rear Admiral John Ring has been replaced due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Ring is being replaced as designated acting commander by Army Brigadier General John Hussey. The Defense Department says the change in leadership will not interrupt any operations at that military prison. And the NCAA Women's National Basketball Champion Team Baylor will visit the White House this afternoon. The Bears will be the first women's team and the first basketball team to have its own White House championship celebration during President Trump's presidency. You can catch us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.